We are activating your unique self-discovery one show at a time. The Orchard of Wisdom Self-Discovery Podcast are at your fingertips, just waiting to inspire and invite you in discovering just how awesome you really are and how to navigate through life in joy, enrichment, personal abundance, in mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul. All the people we bring you are here to serve you on your journey of life. Do enjoy our next show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to selfdiscoverymedia.com and theorchardofwisdom.org. And I'm going to introduce you to a new mentor, Robert Alexander from Life Rhythms and Evolve. He's all about music and he's all about making music very personal to you, for you to use in your life, in your work, in your healing, in your business, in every aspect. Here on this mentor show, we're going to break down exactly what his services are. We invite you to go and look at all the other three shows that he's done with us, where he talks about music and goes more in depth with what he is doing with the music and how impactful music is to us and how essential it is to us in our lives. A little bit about him. He is an audio alchemist located in Southern California. With his Life Rhythm business, he offers healing work via private sessions and designs unique personalized pieces of music to help his clients find healing away from that work that they do. Robert also offers digital sound bath experiences, special events, creates digital downloads for the masses. He's recently done one for an app for a bed. So people can have different apps, or different music and different experiences with the beds, which is so that just shows how broad and expansive his work is. Alongside his Life Rhythms business, Robert has a label signed music project called Evolve. Evlov. His music can be found on various platforms online. He also is a content business, creation business, and offers a variety of effective creative solutions for various businesses. And lastly, Robert is also the creator and host of Life Rhythms Radio, an online radio show made to help you find relatable content that can help you create more ways that you desire in your personal and professional life. His mission is to offer amazing products and services to business and individuals who will greatly benefit from his offerings. He has the ability to help others in a variety of ways that will help you in your personal and professional life, all in a way that works for you with your flexibility, cost effectiveness too. So let's break it down here, love, as to exactly what you do and explain exactly how you do it. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, thanks so much, Sarah. I really appreciate that. And yeah, it's interesting with Evlov, which is my music project. I didn't necessarily mean to correct you on that form, but at least you got a better idea about how to pronounce it. It's easy to put the letters, you know?
Yes, no, it's also some part of my dyslexia. Sometimes I don't read things properly.
Oh, so human. It's all good. I mean, even Google could be sometimes too. Did you mean Evolve? I'm like, no, Evlov. Yes, Evlov, yeah. Really. So
basically, why don't you talk about what Evlov does?
Sure. Evlov is my music project. I have music signed to a label in San Francisco and in Chile. And there's various things that I do with that project. In fact, I'm working on an album series currently. It's going to be called Of Sound and Light. And there's a whole bunch of different things that are going on that way. There are times when I DJ different events. A lot of my style is stemmed from ambient, downtempo, minimal, acoustic. There's times I even bring out my guitar. There's times I do different performances that way. That's me, for me to represent myself as a music artist. So there's some really cool things going on with that specific project.
So Life Rhythms, that is kind of one of your main hubs of the work that you do.
Yeah, Life Rhythms is my music healing brand. And what I do is offer private sessions. And ultimately, what I do is design personalized pieces of music to help my clients find healing away from the work that I do with them. So you might think, personalized, like, what does that mean? I mean, there are sound baths out there. There's various ways to use music and healing. And I literally work with each person. I found a way to reverse engineer the law of attraction in a way that works for each person. Excuse me. So basically, everybody is where they're at. And sometimes we need various tools to help us along our way. And sometimes just going in to get a massage or getting acupuncture is a beautiful thing. Why not have tools that are designed for you, from you? At the same time, there's some music to support that too. So there's a whole unique way where I'm working with people one-on-one. At the same time though too, I am offering private sessions alongside what I'm doing with these personalized pieces of music. And I'm also hosting digital sound bath experiences and soon various different types of events online and offline for people to participate in. Ultimately with this one business, Life Rhythms, I'm providing digital sound bath experiences and offering private sessions and designing personalized pieces of music. And I'm working with people in a variety of ways.
So, as a testimony, you took me through one of your programs where we kind of looked at everything that I was feeling overwhelmed with, or things that I was feeling bothered with. Didn't realize I'd bottlenecked it all up so much, and that's where you get the exasperation instead of laying things out and looking at them one at a time. And through the process, you were able to take and have me reverberate back. Kind of, the linear of the way I wanted to see it and affirmations for myself. And then you put music to it. And with that music, I can listen to my own words speaking back to me with that music, encouraging me and being my own personal support.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when people use affirmations, a lot of people, they repeat after a coach or they do various, there's various ways to access this. And people think, great, I'll say this, and I'm not meaning to assume it. Everyone's on their own, in their own place and in their own, singing at their own pace as well. The missing component, I really believe, it's really feeling it, the really feeling the experiences. It's not faking it till we make it. It's really diving into what's going on inside of us. And from what I've learned through various mentors, or the couple that inspired me to create this brand, everybody has a story. Everyone has previous stories that might be dictating their present circumstances. There might be different themes that are taking place. Some people might really relate well to past life regression, going to previous lives, even going to previous chapters of what's been taking place in their current life with where they are now, like living in this body and what have you. So why not have something that's there to help you when you're not feeling so hot? Why not get a reminder of places where you can dive deeper into the inside of what's really important to you? And I figured everyone has their belief system, so why not work with those belief systems in terms of one that subscribes to, whether if it's divine, God, universe, Mother Gaia, could even be Nintendo, for all I know. Everybody has their own preferences. And I've realized with the work that I've done with my clients all over the world in relationship to this, in this context with this brand, everyone's in different places. And one of the misnomers too is a lot of people, they just wonder, like, well, I'm in a really good spot, so I don't know if I'll need a session just yet. And I figured, well, it's not one of those things where things have to be, bad to have a session. Why not continue to amplify the goodness of what's going on in your life? Like, I literally work with where you are, like right here, right now, to help you get to where you're interested in continuing to manifest and create from what's important to you. I mean, we're manifesting 25 hours a day, 8 days a week anyway. And in many ways, there might be various types of programming that's going on. So I'd rather talk with somebody versus talk at somebody. Why not help you exactly where you're at to create, I guess you could say, a sonic compass? And oh yeah, by the way, with Life Rhythms too, there's various downloads I have too, like that Genie in Your Headphones package that I have. There's a chakra collection. So there's different items that are downloadable through various platforms. And I even have music on Insight Timer and stuff like that too.
So you can customize it. You've also got it generalized for people to do. So that's one program that you do. But when we talk about work, you talk about yoga teachers, or you talk about meditation, or you talk about people that are just wanted to set an ambience. We talked about this in our Why show about setting the stage. And by having that kind of music of people coming in, it's setting the stage of where you want people to meet you at. Or how you want them to present themselves by turning up under this particular vibe. So you're setting the frequency in which way you want to do your business. And so having that kind of music that invites people, it kind of sets them on that frequency. So now you actually can be in sync with them and kind of get to the needs of the business. So you create
Oh,
that
yeah.
kind of music for people as well.
Absolutely. I like to wear the hat underneath the content creation business that I have. I don't really share too much that I do graphic design unless if it comes up in conversation, and I've been gearing more toward the music, although I am working with graphic design as well, which is also helpful for visual, visual representations. How can I say this? It's all along the lines of visual. At the end of the day, and there's ways to work with the business, and there's ways to visual communication. There we go. So when it comes to sonic branding, that's a whole other story. So understanding, like, if we're providing a certain feel If we're playing, like we were talking about in a previous one of the previous episodes about like a movie, there's a reason why music of a movie is being played. There's a reason why when you're placed on hold, there's something very powerful with having something relaxing. If you're at a doctor's office, chances are you probably want to listen to something that's more relaxing in the background. You may even want to consider having either a source of like, unique tracks that are tailored for your doctor's office that you might even be able to give as a download for someone to experience peace and calm versus, putting in more anxiety. If you're going to a gym, you may want something to be a little bit more exciting for your brand, a little bit more like, pumping you up, getting in that groove, feeling really good. If it's yoga or anywhere else, and when in relationship to mindfulness, chances are you probably want something that's really more inclined. Like I've gone to an acupuncturist's office and I would hear music in the background that they would use on YouTube. And unless they have a license, probably not a good idea to stream it because at the end of the day, there's this whole thing with ASCAP and BMI and other things too. And I'm not meaning to scare anyone or put a damper on anybody either. At the end of the day, well, in terms of just putting that information out, it's a really interesting world when it comes to music licensing. And quite a few people have come to me saying, hey, I've been looking for music. I've been looking even through like royalty-free sites or places you can actually purchase music. And at the end of the day, I mean, it just doesn't fit my brand. Like, can you help me? So when you were talking about the betting with Bryte, Brytee, I was working with Three Sages to they're a wellness company. They work with wellness and they're working with hospitality and various other places. And they said, hey, we're working with a client and we'd love to find a way to create a solution for their app that's connected to a bed. So again, there's so many ways to bring sonic branding and to have brand recognition and having various ways to really bring in like the sound. And at the same time, your signature sound, it's you would hear it all over the place without even realizing it. I mean, even McDonald's has their theme song throughout from time to time. NBC, in America, has theirs. I mean, there's so many unique, distinct sounds, like you were mentioning with well, I guess Star Wars and Star Trek, and I'm not sure if you mentioned Star Wars in the last one. Regardless, though.
Yeah, Star Trek and but also Jaws, and then the other
Jaws,
one
yeah.
was the alien one were with David Duchovny.
Oh,
So
X-Files.
X-Files, right?
There we
So,
go.
when you listen to that music, you're immediately drawn into that's what it is. So why not have a piece of music that when people immediately listen to it, know it represents you? It's like a
You go.
business card,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it can represent you, but you can have various music for various type of things. If you're having a meeting with someone, maybe you want something different, a different from a meet and greet. If you're having a team building thing, maybe you want something different in the background that you don't want it to overpower, but what you want it to do is to stimulate.
Absolutely. It's adding to the value of what's going on. Like I can't even begin to share with you going to the doctor's office and hearing, a radio, like an oldies radio station. And it's even though some of the music on there is really there to just kind of get you in that groove. Like, what if you're in pain? Like, wouldn't you want something to listen to or if you're on hold? Thank you so much for being on hold. We really appreciate your help. Or sorry, we really appreciate your patience. And we know we're here to help. Hang tight, just take a couple deep breaths. We'll be right there on the way. There's only a couple people ahead of you versus, hi, this is so and so, and this is a radio station. It's like hold. It's like, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And hi, we give you a templated. Would you like a template with a template? It's like, I'm highly one of the things that I'm looking forward to diving more into as well is doing voiceovers. There is a kind, supportive voice. There's fairly unique things in that way too. So many people would think like, wow, you're offering so many things. Well, I'm not offering it like in one giant umbrella. Imagine going to the store of Robert Alexander and you have these three individual stores that are there. It doesn't mean you have to buy everything in the store. You can even look and browse, and if you have questions, why wouldn't I want to educate you with what I'm capable of being able to provide?
So, it isn't what a one size fits all. It's about you have various different instruments, so to speak,
Yeah.
that a question to fit your need. And maybe you have more than one need, you have multiple needs, and you're able to provide people for that. The meditations we're going to be doing with just meditation words alongside to music. Quick
Yeah.
download just put you in that right mindset, calm you down. We're in a world right now where people are highly stressed, and we've got to use that music in a way of leveling people out, or finding that equilibrium and finding that place of where they can actually then pay attention to the solution. in front of
Right.
them and not be caught up in the turmoil that is around them.
Yeah, very much so. Again, it's going from to. And at the end of the day, I mean, there's so many ways, and there's businesses and they're very clinical, even though they're supposed to be, personable. And I mean, when developing relationships, it's vital. I mean, I do a lot of the music creation myself, although there are people that do some voiceovers. I mean, I'm great at bringing various people together. You
Yes.
know, at the end of the day, it's bringing an outcome. And I mean, it's wild when you're in business for yourself and you have different brands and doing different things. There's a lot of assumptions out there too. Again, like a lot of people are like, how do you do this all? And it's like, hold up. Number one, I'm selective with the clients who I work with. It's not about being
Yes.
picky. You know, it's about really seeing if there's a good fit.
Synergy. Yeah,
I
the
love
synergy.
longevity and I love being able to work with people one-on-one, working with teams. I used to work in the corporate world, doing graphic design and even working with salespeople and creating different materials. And I mean, I have corporate clients right now. I mean, it's a wild journey. And at the same time, I work with small businesses. I work with larger businesses. Some have very small budgets. Some have a little bit larger budgets. At the end of the day, I mean, I love finding ways to build quality relationships with people. I love finding ways to see where there's solutions. This whole yes thing, I feel
Yes.
very done with versus yes.
Yes, the
And there's a
shaking of
lot of
your head versus
people.
the nodding. Yeah.
It's like a person on the highway or expressway or whatever one is looking at in that way, and they turn on the right signal, but yet they go left, and it's like, wait, what? Wrong signal. I mean, you mean when I turn on the other one, the exact
Yeah.
opposite, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that we've talked about this quite extensively in all of the shows that we've done of how impactful and how important music is in our lives. What is a movie without the music background? You know, where the music industry is ginormous. You know, even your game industry has music to set the stage.
Oh,
Music
yeah.
is here to stay, and it's been here since the beginning of time. And music, we know, is a great equilibrium. And you know, we talked about it being healing, and where it comes into the healingness of the way that it does change our channels. And you know, when we're willing to take that journey of kind of discovering what is our blockage, where we're at, then it helps unravel it. But as you said, maybe somebody's about to, they're feeling good, they're about to launch something, you know,
Yeah.
and they want to make sure that it doesn't dip down, that it keeps the ability to grow and gather momentum. And you want the music that's going to set up that growth as well. So as you said, don't
Oh,
wait
yeah.
for there to be a crisis. You know, it could be, I need some music that is the signature or represents the work I'm doing, or book launches. You know, people very often put out a video, or put out something that's a video with the talk over and the music in the background. There's so many avenues, but the whole point is you personalize it to what they need.
Absolutely. I mean, there's even an immersive reality project that I'm working at, what's potentially growing to be in that place. And based on my own journey when it comes to, refraining from alcohol and other substances, my biggest intention is to help others, if they choose to go that path, they can. I'm not there to convert anybody. At the end of the day, I mean, there's different solutions that are, fitting for a business or for an individual, personally, professionally. At the end of the day, though, I mean, there's music to empower, there's music to inspire. At the same time, though, too, when it comes to a specific function, there's ways to work with businesses as well. I mean, there's so many facets. Even the digital sound bath experiences that I
Yes.
work with too. It's a very unique way than like the traditional sound bath experience. So at the end of the day, I mean, personalization, it's a really big deal. And when we have sonic branding, like I've created music for podcasts, I've created
Yes.
music for a global meditation brand. They teach meditation to businesses and individuals and doing various trainings and what have you in that way. I guess it's the same thing. At the
You
end of
know,
the day,
and another avenue, most certainly, is traffic jam music. You know,
exactly.
you
You
know,
turn
you.
something on, you're able to relax, like let
Yes,
your
you're in the traffic. You know, you're going to take you 45 minutes to get home. You're bumper to bumper. Instead of getting all angst about it, you know, maybe you're wanting to decompress from work. So when you go home, you're actually present with family or loved ones. You know, having that music that in the car that just kind of lets it all kind of relax. So that when you do go home, your day is being left behind. Here's your next chapter of your day, and it's with family, and you're not bringing, oh God, that traffic, or this happened at work today, because you've released it in the car while you're on your way home.
There you go. Appreciate the inspiration.
So many avenues for it. And the thing is, the difference is that yes, we could download a piece of music that sounds great, but when it's personalized because you've taken the time to really know what they need. And as you see, you are very in tuned, you're very intuitive. So you're going to intuitively not only hear the words, but hear the tone, hear the frequency and the vibration of what they need. And
Oh, yeah.
in providing that music, it really is customized for their need. And it's not just, oh, well, try this pill, it'll work. You know, it's your medicine for all, well, your stimulation for whatever you need.
Especially personally, yes. When it
Yes.
comes to me creating music for a brand, there's the intuitive motion that way as well. There's a different way where I work with businesses in terms of assessing and knowing what their needs are, especially what the implementation is. I mean, the agreements and, diving in that way. Like when I do personalized pieces for people one-on-one with my Life Rhythms brand, that's a whole different story. I mean, there's ways for one to save money. There's ways where they need something specifically made in that way. There's so many ways where I've been able to work with individuals and businesses. And usually when it comes to working with someone, especially when it's a business, that they're just like, oh, I want it like this, and here's an example, and here's that. I'm not going to be like, sure. It's more like, hey, just to let you know, like there's some music that I have. There might be things that might be inspiring you. There's things that I can integrate. There's things that could still have a sonic signature or a sonic sound or sonic sound, a sonic branding that's, applicable to what your needs are. And there's various ways where we can work together as well. So the more I get a better understanding, it's not necessarily like doing an interrogation or a psychoanalysis. It's just getting a better idea in terms of what their needs are that way. When it comes to the personal end, and if they need something completely customized, because there's two different ways when I'm working with people and creating their unique piece of music for their needs. At the end of the day, I mean, there's just different ways, and I'm always more than happy to explore what that might look like in a way that's super just easy for them to understand, and at the same time, it's applicable for their uses personally and professionally.
I mean, you talked about podcasting. You know, that music is again going to set the stage of how people are going to listen to the podcast. And if
Oh,
it's
yeah.
something that you identify with, then you know it already. If you've listened before and you're listening to another podcast, another chapter of it, it is that music is setting you up ready to listen. So having that
Familiarity.
familiarity is very, very important. But it's the same with a business brand. I same as I've said with business sites. I'll look at sites, and it's like, this doesn't represent you. You've hired someone to do this. Organic, you know, it's not organic, it's just generic. And
Yeah.
that there isn't any of you in it. And what we're looking for in business nowadays is authenticity, whether you're a small or a big, large company.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
we're looking for personability. You know, would I want to have dinner with you? Would I want to spend time with you? You may have a product I want, but do I like the ethics of you? And setting the game, the stage of having that music that's customized to what the mission of what the company represents, I think is a wonderful door opener. Again, rather like a business card.
Oh, exactly. Like, I can't even begin to share with you, Sarah, the many conversations I would have. And it's a very clinical, very sterile, they're talking at you. I
Yes.
remember looking for design work, and that's how it came across. And it's like, hi, well, give me the reasons why we should qualify you for XYZ. And it's like, well, there are tons of people that are applying for this role. Is there a reason why you, why do you think I'm a good fit for being a part of your company? It's like they don't know what to do with it, So the thing is, the right people, you build the right relationships, even if it's over a period of time. I've had people show up after a couple of years and be like, you know what? Now I think is the time for us to actually do something in terms of working on a project. And you just know when the synergy is there. And there are some people, I remember attempting to connect with other people on LinkedIn and seeing where various people are too. And thank goodness I've been meeting more and more LinkedIn influencers and making amazing connections and meeting incredible souls like ourselves. And I'm so blessed and grateful to have known you and
Right back at you.
continuing to co-create on some really beautiful things and, build amazing connections and building amazing community and really doing some incredible things in the world simply by being true to ourselves and participating
Exactly.
with like minds. It's vital. And the people that resonate with what we're doing and our messages at the same time too, that we're embers of a fire, basically, putting forth great vibes. When people are out there just pitch, pitch, pitch. Well, I'm horrible at baseball. I don't even like sports. I'll just say the pitching for someone else to pitch. I mean, I understand that's a term. It's jargon,
Yes.
you know. At the end of the day, you know, there are needs that people have. And isn't it usually wow that usually there's a solution from someone that they know to bring into an organization? So it's a wild way
Well, you know
of
that
doing
I've
things.
seen over and over again in various kind of reality shows, whatever, somebody come in with all the T's dotted, I's and T's dotted, etc., that they've got all the presentation there that an accountant would love, but the company hasn't gone with them because there wasn't the connection, there wasn't the feeling. And more, thank God, we are now seeing an industry where there is some personalization, where we feel a connection to the company, where we could feel they are investing in people and planet for profit, not profit at the expense of people and planet. And the more and more our consciousness that awakens, the more and more we want to do business with those kind of people. And if the even the elevator up here, if it's a corporation, the elevator up to the offices we're going to, if that music is welcoming. It's even if it's 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever the case is, it's already setting the stage on how we're going to perceive and
Bingo.
receive, right? So we've got to look at that music. You may have a fancy calling card, but if the who you are doesn't back it up. And so this is why I say you are choosing who you work with only for the fact that they must be at that higher elevation of wanting to have a mission that is of service to the people. Not at profiting from the people. Money is profit we all need in order to survive. I understand that, but not profit first. So it's serving companies that are serving people with planet resources for the profit, not the profit at. And we are seeing more and more of that taking place right now and having that music that becomes their brand. Their
Absolutely.
of who they are really again is that invitation, that inspiration and invitation out there. So whether you're a solopreneur or you're a big corporate and you're wanting to have music that sets the stage for you, that becomes your calling card, becomes something that people are familiar with. All right. And then when they listen to it, they smile because they had a great experience. All right. Or it's inviting
Association.
them to have a great experience. That's people need to understand the importance of music. As you said, it's not just a quick download from something, and the music has got them all riled up when they come in. It's out of sync. You want
Plus, I mean,
music
some of the
set in
stuff is
sync.
so generic. I mean, to cut you off. I mean, some of the music is so generic and it just seems like it's trending from whatever popular trend it was years ago. Versus dialing into something where you're going, wow. And being, I'd rather connect and do business with the people that I feel aligned with than sell my soul and being in a way where it just, even though you really can't sell one soul, you know, still though at the end of the day, what really resonates. And again, when it comes to personability, when it comes to integrity, I like putting the grit in integrity. I also tell people I like putting the FU infusion, you know, in a way that it works. You know, if you have a salad, if you have ingredients to make a salad, you know, why not make a salad that's, if one's like, I don't like radishes, then you don't make a salad with radishes. Here you go. What do you like? What are you in the mood for today? Great. I can customize something. What do you think of this? Oh, I never thought about that before. That's really clever. You just never know. So, I mean, everyone has their demands. I understand there's, at the end of the day, the end user or the end listener, you know, what are we really interested in receiving from this experience? You know, the thing too is, even working with marketing teams, working with people that are strategizing in that, you know, doing user testing, you know, there's so many ways about going about, you know, doing these things. And my biggest intention is whoever is listening to my music, whoever is working with the designs that I'm working on for the graphic design, or if someone's doing a session with me, or they're working with me in a series of ways with these sessions, why wouldn't they? I mean, number one, they're investing in themselves. Number two, why wouldn't they want something that's uniquely made for them? Because they can probably say, hey, you know, this is something that nobody else has. This is something that's tailored for me to help me grow and
And
evolve.
represent who I am. And let's face it out there are trillions of people competing for the same thing. Business has got to be, YouTube and podcasts and video and live stream and all of that. And everybody's competing for kind of the same patch of land. And it's like, well, how do you stand out? And how you stand out is not with the loudest music or the biggest flash. It's with the Do you come from the heart? Do people feel your heart? And are they invited because of your heart? And if you've got the music that's, opens up their heart, ready to receive, now you've got a channel that they're going to go down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not everybody's music is for everybody. I
Right.
mean, that's a beautiful thing too. And the right demographic is there. One can always course correct and see where their trajectory is. I
Yes.
mean, life is ever evolving and flowing, and why not work with what's taking place in one's life with their own rhythm or one's frequency? So that's one of the reasons why my tagline is like life rhythms, your life, your rhythm, your frequency.
Yes. And they might be a one song, so to speak, or they might be an entire album. They may want different music for different areas of their business. But what there is a common thread of signature between them, so you always recognize it, right?
Bingo.
Right.
Yeah, years ago, like around 2016, 2017, I was invited to create some concept tracks for a med spa. So at one point I was creating, this one might sound good for like a waiting room. This might be good for, it might have been
Yes.
like a procedure room or something of
Yeah.
that sort. I mean, they were listening to it, and I mean, they only got so far with it. I think the person who I was working with eventually, they either like left the company or something was going on. But I mean, it's great to have options, and
Well, I
it's
mean,
great to see.
2016, it was still kind of something that a new concept. I think right now people are so much more open to it because they know the only way I am going to stand out and be competitive in any business, solopreneur or big business, is that if I'm coming with authenticity. All right. And that the music does match the mission, the music does match the service, the music does match the people, and that everybody's on this frequency. And so we're inviting you to be a part of the vibe. And
And
people want to be a part of the vibe.
absolutely. I mean, you can even sell those tracks if
Yes.
you want to the people that are in your office and hey, need something to calm down. Here's an audio prescription. Like,
Right.
here you go. We recommend for you to listen to this track as you're taking your medication. Or, you need to calm down a little bit. Here's a track that we made specifically for our clients.
Something you
So
give
that
to your clients.
exactly, it's a
Right.
gift. I
Yeah.
mean, I went to go to a what is it? A gastroenterologist, and I was talking with her, and she was mentioning with me at one point that her father was going through a surgery, and she may need something possibly for her. So, as a gift, as my thank you, and as an experiential, I made something for the both of them. You know, I mean, there's people that have insomnia. I mean, not only the customized music that has their own voice. I mean, I've made music for those that have insomnia, those that are basically few women that were going through menopause. For cancer treatments, you know, I've made music for people that have actually had cancer. I don't ever like to say it's going to cure somebody. It
No,
helps them on their
it
journey.
helps our own body heal by help assisting in the healing, right?
Exactly. That's
Yeah.
why I tell people I help others with their healing by
Yeah.
designing customized music to help them with their healing away from the work that I do with them. People
Yes.
say, you're a healer. And yeah, you know, there may be some healing components of what I'm
Yeah.
offering. It doesn't mean that
You're
I label
helping them
myself
heal
as a healer.
themselves. Yes, that's
Exactly.
where
I'm
the
not
healing
responsible
comes
for
from.
anyone else's healing but my own.
Right, exactly. And another huge market and one desperately needed is in the baby industry. I have a
Oh,
grandson. He has the white sound on, which I found very loud, but it's having pieces of music that that when they're having the temper tantrums or they're upset, that mom or dad can press on the app, and that will calm him down. A few minutes of that, the tantrum is over and they're back centered, and it becomes kind of their safe music, and so that type of thing is really, really important, I think, because there's so many options to this. There's so many avenues which keep been flooding into my
Pregnancy,
mind.
even end of life, you'll be
Yes.
surprised. Like
Yes.
pregnancy, we were mentioning in one of the previous shows as well
Yes.
too, like having
Labor.
that music and
Labor.
headphones. And the other thing too is like I remember when my grandmother was passing away, you know, and she was
Yeah.
in this state. It was like, you know, less than 24 hours when she finally took her last breath. And I had a piece of music that I extended, and it was designed, well, not only for her. I just figured she can listen to it and help her feel calm and peace. And even though she was in major resistance, like, you know, leaving her body, you know, and like just resting her eyes for one last time in that one body at least that she has, or her as my grandmother. I believe in, you know, people reincarnating and
Oh,
such.
yes,
Everyone's
most certainly.
different.
This is just the vessel we're using in this lifetime. Yeah.
Exactly. That's, if anything, I mean, I figured, you know, she made her way in, you know, she's on her way out with
Yeah.
ease. Why not have something that's there to help her with just
Yes.
feeling more calm and at peace?
Well, the same also with labor. I mean, they have kind of some music and, in the hospital's generic, but, this could be something that somebody could have designed for them that feels more customized to them to help them through the labor. Because, I've had three and each labor was very different. All damn difficult, but
I'm
each one of them
sure.
was difficult, was different. And, having a piece of music that is representing you and not jarring you, that's with you, becomes kind of the wind behind your back and helps you calm down or helps you, go through it. I think again, that's a, again, it's not just for business, it's not just for healing. It could be something that can help you through a process of something.
Oh
You
yeah.
know, the
Grieving.
leaving of earth or the coming into to the earth,
Even those that are grieving. I mean, one
Yes.
thing I found interesting too, Sarah, is my mother had a hip replacement surgery at the end of October, and I was there visiting her in the hospital, and they were playing, I forgot what they were playing in the background, but every time a baby was born, they chimed this one, series of music. I forgot
Yep.
what it was. It's like, wow, that's really cool. Every time a
Yes.
baby's born, I heard that at least a good couple times.
Yes.
When I would be visiting my mother at the hospital, and I was like, that's really cool.
It's kind of a
Another
welcome to the world, right?
welcome to the world, everyone. Guess who's here now?
Exactly. And we could even have a different type of thing, like those wonderful gongs and things like this. There's all sorts of things. The thing about music, there's something for everybody,
Oh, yeah.
right? But there is always that piece of music. Ah, yes. This is my song, or this is my music. This is speaking for me. But when you
Yeah.
can have it customized for you and it truly is speaking for you for something specifically, I can even see, spouses having it on the phone. And when you're hearing the music, it's saying to you, time out. Let's both go and take some time out and come
Yeah.
back. And it could be the same with kids. There's just, but having it customized is just like, this is my voice. I may not say the words, the music is saying the words for me.
Yeah, there's also, I mean, on the other end with the couples, taking a time out, there's also our song.
Yes.
We listen to our song. Like the last relationship that I was in, we definitely had a song or a couple songs. One of them primarily I'd play before at times, just as like a little reminder of like us,
Yes.
and whoever I'm in a relationship next, we'll probably have a different song. It
Right,
just
exactly.
it's just great to have that song. There's an experience. There's a friend of mine who I'm going to
Connection.
be featuring on my next album, part of my album series, and he makes a reference to one of those songs that we would listen to when we were teenagers in the voice message that he left years and years ago.
Yeah.
And that brought me back to that time, back in like in 1996 or 97. I think it was 96. And it's crazy. Just one little thing can bring you back in time or bring you to those certain moments. And
Yes.
it's
And
so
the
wild.
flood of memories that come back with it. And again, it's a familiar, it's like that hug. Or
Yeah.
it's like that boost or get up and go. But we customize an awful lot of things for our lives. Why not customize the pieces of music in your life? Whether they're a minute, 2 minutes, or whether they're longer, if people want to have that, then you're the person for it. You find out why they need it, what they need,
Yeah.
for, and then it is working kind of with their own beautiful synergetic energy to give them something that is going to be for whatever they're needing it for. And it's quite unique because we're so used to everything being generic. Well, just listen to this, just listen to that. Yeah, but it's not really speaking to me, or it's not really speaking to what I want. So
Yeah.
why not have it designed for you?
Speaking of which, I didn't mean to cut you off in this. It's honestly what you're talking about. So when I create these pieces of music that I personalize, when I bring someone through a resonance session, which is a private session, and there's the one to actually make the content, like bringing them through a process in that way so they can get to that space inside, which is helping them create more of what's important for them. I don't usually do an assessment. I don't have them do an intake form. Because they might be feeling right then and there on the spot. That's one thing. Now, talking with someone to see if they're interested in doing what I'm doing, I'll get a better idea about what's going on. Although day of, they may be feeling a bit different and still being able to go through that process. I've also had people to say, hey, you know what? And this is again for the private sessions and at least for them having the personalized pieces of music or however many they choose to make with me, because there's so many ways where I'm working with people in that way. And it's also fitting for what their needs are, what their budget is, and where their timing is with everything as well. There are times when people would say, you know what? I don't really like the sound of my voice. So I'd even make it subliminal. So they have the music and their voices behind it. And so they're still picking up with that pairing and frequency there. So the people are like, well, that sounds cool, but I don't know if I like the sound of my voice. No need. There's no need at all. I
Right.
can make it subliminal.
Yes, exactly. And
Believe
that's
I
the
know it.
beauty of it, you know, and that's the thing. That's what you do. You customize, right? So there's all the different things that that you do, and you have different sites for it. So you have like the private sessions, you have the general overview, you have the digital sound bath experience, personalized music. Then of course you have the eLove music. You have a YouTube channel, have a couple of them. You have the, you know, in life rhythm and life rhythms. So people can get hold of you. What is the best way for people to get hold of you and say, look, I know you do a lot. I'm not quite sure what I want. But you know, what's the best place to get hold of you to discuss that?
Absolutely. There's people that are just like, wow, you're doing a lot. Like, where can I find out more about you? The best place, first of all, is to go onto my Life Rhythms website, which is liferhythms.us. So LIFERHYTHMS dot us, like US. And there's a whole bunch of different things you could find in there. It gives you more information about. It says customized affirmations so people can get a better idea. There's even like a little like listening lounge so you can listen to music from Evlove. There's tiny little links on there that can take you to various pages like YouTube and SoundCloud. I do have music on Pandora and Spotify, both for Evlove as well as Life Rhythms. And at the same time, though, too, for graphic design and stuff, you might be like, hey, you do all these things. Where's your graphic design? Based on your inquiry, I can lead you in the right direction for certain samples that I have online. But I figured the best way to go is liferhythms.us.
Right. And of course, you've got something here that's rather neat. You have a magic carpet ride offering,
Oh,
which
yeah.
is liferhythms.us/magic carpet ride. And that's a piece of music. What kind is that?
So, because there may not be many people that might be familiar with what I do. At least it gives them a great introduction about how I walk people through a various journey. And when I even do digital sound baths, experience, I was gonna say solutions, digital sound bath experiences, there's ways where I work with the group and holding an intention and doing various things that way. See, for me, I like putting the woo-hoo and woo-woo. So at the same time though, too, when it comes to, I think of something magical and mystical. I mean, you think of a magic carpet ride, like great, it's something to go, take a ride on, which also leads to a series I have called Genie in Your Headphones. And it's a five-track audio series where people can listen to if they're feeling blocked or they're feeling cluttered or, they're just feeling curious about this magic inside of them and they don't know where to go. So ultimately, the magic carpet ride's a good precursor, or I guess a preamble to the Genie in Your Headphones package that I'm selling.
And of course, all the package prices are on your site or will be discussed when people
Oh yeah.
tell you exactly what you need, what
And
they
I
need.
also do what I can to work with budgets as well.
Yes.
Many people are like, well, you got to have this thing. I'm like, well, I wouldn't be where I am today without ultimately the people that have been able to help me along the way. So why wouldn't I
Exactly.
want to be of service in that way?
Exactly. Well, you know, invite people, as I said, to go and listen to all the shows. There's three before this, of all the shows that we've done going back quite far. You know, understanding kind of the work that he does with a taste of this, the Magic Carpet Ride. But also kind of listen to some of his other personal music and you'll kind of get to know the rhythm there. But understand that he has this beautiful gift where he can actually listen to you and hear your rhythm. What is your signature? What is your vibe? What is your frequency? And how to enhance it or calm it? But he taps in. And this is why he's not a one size fits all. He's not for everyone. He's for the people that he knows he can work with vibrationally, because it is that vibration, your vibrational signature that he's representing. So reach out, listen to some of his stuff, but reach out and have a chat. So the best way to get hold of you is through the Life Rhythm site.
Absolutely. And there's ways to get a hold of me on social media. If you need to write me an email, or if you need to even send me a text message if you're in the States or through WhatsApp, try me. At the end of the day, especially if you mention, Sarah and you hear me through this amazing show, this amazing network and family, like I'm more than happy to be there in that way. And please, like I will do everything that I can to take good care of you. You'll hear a difference between the Life Rhythms music as well as the Evlove music. Both of them are very different. You'll still hear some of the similar sounds and some unique things that way. At the end of the day, though, I think you'll appreciate the eclectic diversity. Well, the diversity that I have in terms of the sounds that I have.
Yeah, music isn't just a question of two or three notes and repeating it over and over again. As it used to be back in the 60s, they had six chords and they just played them in different ways, right? It is about what's your frequency, what's your note? And he can hear them through talking to you and getting to know you and knows how to put them in order to create that piece of music that represents you. And that's really unique. That's really quite wonderful. And there's so many avenues that it can be used on. So I suggest you reach out soon before he gets too busy, because I think he's going to get very, very busy with people wanting to have that their own special signature of music. Remember, it's like a business card. Because it's representing who you are. And your business card is something that introduces people to you, but you want people to know who you are at the core, because we want to deal with people authentically nowadays, organically. We're tired of the tinseltown and the fake news and the fake everything else. We want realness. And so that music sets the tone as to who they really are and whether you want to do business with them or not. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. And believe me, I'm more than happy to make room for just about anybody as long as the heart's there. And thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate you and excited to provide for this amazing circle that we have. Appreciate you letting me in.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. So, folks, we've got this wonderful mentors page here. We have all these mentors with come from the heart. They come with good intent. They come here to help you. And this is very unique. I do not have a music artist in the mentors, and what he's doing is very unique. And I think every single one of us needs that piece of music that represents us and who we are. It's that signature, just like a calling card. So please do check out our mentors and reach out to Robert, because you don't know what you need until you have that conversation. Okay, thanks. Thanks very much. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Find all of our shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com under podcasts or selfdiscoverymedia/shows. And for all our current shows, go to What's New. We are supported by you, the audience. You'll see a nice big shiny blue button for one-time donations or follow us on Patreon, and you will be able to support us there. We enjoy bringing you such wisdom. And the next show will be up in just a moment.